If I throw myself into the control board as hard as I can, if I send my body crashing into the control board and impact the equipment, it causes a some sort of molecular dislocation in the time warp and sends me back in time carrying my Uzi submachine gun. Let me get a little running start here. Hang on a second. Landed. Wait a minute, these people, they're wearing powdered wigs, eh? They're doing the minuet. I'm outside of a very Victorian-looking home, and wait a minute. He's a pot and pan maker. Is that Paul Revere? Jumpin' Jiminy Cricket! Is it possible that this is going to be the midnight run of Paul Revere? Wait a minute. Yes, look at this. They've got lamps hung in the trees so that if the British show up, they'll mistake the altitude to fire their artillery. These people are brilliant. And so they're having a last-minute minuet and some punch. Look at this. On the eve of the attack of the British. Oh, boy, did I show up at the right time. But it's kind of bourgeois when you think about it. I mean, to have to ride through the streets to yell the British are coming? I mean, how ridiculous, eh? Man, I could just lumber through the streets firing my Uzi in the air. Now, I don't think I could take on the whole British fleet with my Uzi, even though I have several 30-round banana clips. Sooner or later, the sheer mass of their numbers would overwhelm me. So I think the best thing to do is to use my weaponry to notify the townspeople. All right, here we go! The British are coming! Hey, audience! Let me put this thing on full auto here. The British are coming! You wake it. Good. No, there's no danger. What I mean to say is they're in the process of wailing away. I'm back.
Keep it here for more of the Best of Greaseman Show coming up.